really looking forward to it. Going to be a good day. It's a big occasion for the club and one we're really looking forward to.
And Setanta, you know, winners of the Ulster Junior title in 2017 and then again in 2022. You followed that up by winning the Ulster Intermediate Championship 2 years ago. You've had good success in the provincial club competitions.
I would have, aye. You know, we kicked on there the last 4 or 5 years. We really upped the standard there, you know, to one junior and one intermediate. It shows you the level of hurlers we have, you know, and they're able to go on to Austin, compete with them and move up through the ranks. And, you know, ultimately now getting the seniors is where we want to be.
As you say, it's a step up this time around with a venture into the senior competition. Dining at the top table of club hurling here in the province, I'm sure your team are relishing the opportunity to step up and, I suppose, prove themselves at this level.
Oh, we are. No, look, it's our first year up here. You know, it's going to be a big challenge, but that's where you want to be. The boys is itching to get going now on Saturday and really looking forward to it. And, you know, it's just a momentous occasion for us and for the players themselves, you know.
What about Saturday's opponents, Niamh Owen of Antrim? We all know how strong Antrim teams tend to be. You'll be expecting to come up against a really good team at the weekend.
Yeah, St John's, they're a very good team. We actually went and we watched them. We watched them on a couple of occasions and look, they've quality hurlers all over the place. Look, we're going in as underdogs and rightly so. It's going to be a big challenge for us, but you know, Antrim teams, we have a belief, you know, on our day that we can mix it with these boys, and you know, we'll be hoping they give it their best shot, you know, and not be far off them.
Yeah, and the layoffs can be a wee bit of an issue when it comes to these kind of games. It's been a hot topic in the football the past couple of weeks. Come Saturday, it'll have been 11 weeks since you've defeated St Junans in the county decider. Not exactly ideal preparation. How do you deal with that, Mark?
No, the 11 weeks now, it's a long time. You know, we took a few weeks off after the county final. And it's really, you're really going back to pre-season. You know, it's tough, but look, we knew that coming in, that is what it is, and we have to try and prepare ourselves as best we could, and look, you just have to get on with it and train hard and try and get up to the sharpness, and just hopefully we'll be up there with the match pace, you know, but it's not ideal now, the 11 weeks, it's tough.
I suppose it's a long enough break that you can get some real work done in terms of fitness and tactical work, so maybe there is a positive spin that you could put on it.
There is and there isn't. You can get your fitness and all, but you'll be lacking that competitive side, you know, games. You can get challenge games and all, but if you look at St John's, they're coming to the back there of maybe 6 or 7 hard games, you know, and they're probably peaking. Where ourselves, we've probably peaked there in August and you're trying to get back up to that level, but you can get your fitness, but the other side you're lacking maybe is the match pace, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a bit of match sharpness. In terms of personnel for your own side on Saturday, have you got a full bill of health to choose from?
Hopefully there's one or two there carrying a couple of niggles, but hopefully we'll have a full panel day to come Saturday. Everybody will be ready to rock.